What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew. The go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard-working blue-collar savage you are. Now let's get into the episode.
Yo, it's Vocals World NYC, and you guys are watching It's Content Podcast. Let's get it.
What's your go-to, like, movie, like, genre? Like, would you go genre? Horror, or would you go, like, action? Like,
I go
you...
comedy.
Comedy, yeah.
Yeah,
good?
Yeah.
We're filming? Yeah, good.
What the fuck is up, YouTube?
Huh, I was in the middle of a question. So what is it? Comedy?
Comedy, definitely. It's mostly Adam Sandler.
I love it. Oh,
and Will Ferrell, though. I love Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler. Those are my guys.
Yeah,
growing up.
I feel like ours is, like, the same thing.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler,
I like Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's funny.
Oh, he's low-key
Seth
very
Rogen,
good.
Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Oh, I love Jonah Hill. I love fucking all, like, David Spade, Nick Swartz.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
of
the
Sandler's.
The old school,
yeah.
Kevin
so where's
James.
Sandler from? Is he from New York or is he from Connecticut or Rhode Island? Where's he
from?
Was
like New Hampshire, or something like that? Yes. And then he moved, because he plays basketball all the time now. Like, if you're walking in the city in the summertime and you're walking maybe in Lower East Side area or West Village, like, you'll probably see him playing basketball.
Have you seen him?
I never seen him before.
You know what it is, T?
I've never seen him.
I think he's from New Hampshire, but he don't rock with Boston sports. I think he was.
Yeah, but he reps Boston sometimes.
Does he really?
I mean, he wore the Bruins jersey and shit in Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore, which is a great fucking movie.
True.
I think he's just like, he does definitely, I feel like he wears more New York shit though, definitely, but I've seen him do some Boston shit.
I mean,
shit
listen,
before.
He's from New Hampshire, but is he really gonna like rep New Hampshire?
No. What the fuck are you gonna rep from New Hampshire? Canopy Lake Park and
you
probably don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is. I'm like, yes, I don't know.
It's funny because like Kevin James is like a big Mets fan.
I like Kevin James.
He's fucking funny.
I feel like
Kevin
I'm
James.
Kevin James sometimes in the day.
I called you him yesterday.
I know. I'm the here comes the boom Kevin James.
Oh, there we go.
The jacked one. That's what I'm going to be real soon. Wait. I'm like transforming from the Paul Blatt to the UFC fighter.
Paul Blatt,
you know?
Though, that's a good movie too.
That was
that's
hysterical.
A great movie, bro.
Like the
they
first time
at
I
one
watched
of those malls over here,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. Was that in Boston?
One of the I know they made three of them, but the first one I think
When I first watched that movie, I thought that was like the funniest movie when I watched it. Just like his mannerisms, everything he's doing,
bro.
Like when,
bro,
when he,
like with the fucking
he's like this and shit.
When he slides across the floor and he just stops because he's so fat.
Wait, how about when he needed his sugar, so he bit the lollipop and like hit his fucking chin on the thing and just fell.
I know.
Bro, it's like you watch Wolf of Wall Street, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Like when the Jonah Hill's like choking on a fucking something and like Jordan Belfort sniffs the coke and like wakes up and saves him. That's like Paul Blatt with the sugar. You need the sugar to wake the fuck up.
You need to wake the fuck up. Yeah.
How'd you like the deli yesterday?
Dude, it was fucking awesome, man. I really appreciated even like when you guys were doing your thing and I was just watching you guys. I was like, this is fucking cool. Because you know what it is? I never see anything behind it. I I'm starting to appreciate behind the scenes stuff since I'm always in front of the camera now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool behind the scenes, seeing how everything, just like how you guys format everything. And just like, I said to you guys earlier, like you guys have like an energy in just within both of you, but like in the deli, like, you know, it's like, it's going down.
Yeah. Cause you like, film like you completely different shit than us for the most part, you know? So it's, I could see how, cause I'm sure when we film later today, how you film, it's going to be cool to see, like, you know what I mean? Your process. Definitely. I like seeing different people's processes. Even when little Mo was in town, like he goes, yo, I'm just going to go full Mo. Like, just let me go. And like, let me do my thing. I'm like, yeah, do your thing. And just like, he walks in like a crazy man, bro, like screaming and shit, just being himself. And like, he just keeps the camera rolling the whole time. And it's interesting because like I don't film like that, but it's cool to see other people how they operate.
He's
you know?
Like the most like he's so like it's so second nature to him.
It is
to
bro.
Go in just because we film a lot, me and Mo, and I'm like, yo, dude, like I fucking look up to you. How the fuck do you do that? I go right off the rip. He'll just go. I'm like, damn, that's like talent.
Seriously, probably one of the talented people.
He's one of one, bro. I'm like, I don't know how he hasn't been casted in a movie yet, bro.
Oh no, he will be. I always
I don't know how he hasn't.
He's
been
the
yet.
Modern day Rodney Dangerfield. I know he's probably watching this right now. He's probably like, let's
wait. He
go.
Said something about you on the podcast. He goes,
he did.
He was on
he
your
goes,
pod.
Yeah, I'm the reason Marco started. He'll be pissed at me. He goes, Marco, relax.
Yeah.
He said that.
That's
on
like
the
a
pod.
Little inside joke because when I first started, I started with these Asian brothers. They're YouTubers, and then you know I wanted to go on my own little. You know, I want to go my own direction. And then me and Mo are like cut from the same cloth. same type of neighborhoods we grew up in, different boroughs though. And
where'd you grow up? What
I grew up in the Lower East Side.
What's that, Manhattan?
So it's a Manhattan, but I grew up as in the like.
You didn't grow up in like Times Square.
Nah, see, that's all New York City, bro.
Think about it. Exactly. Manhattan is Times Square, and that's really it.
I grew up in a place that it's like the Italian projects.
Okay.
And like surrounded by us was other projects. Mm. So growing up was very. We seen a lot of shit that we shouldn't have seen when we were kids.
Yeah.
So we kind of grew up a little quicker.
Yeah.
And I always hung out with people who are older than me. So I always was like, okay, like, oh shit, like we got to move a little. Like I always moved a little shit? Different.
Like you seen like people seen getting like popped
people getting
and shit?
Popped, people getting shot.
You seen someone get murdered?
100%. So there was a drug deal bad by us once, and I'll never forget. I was on crutches. Lou, you might have been. I'm not too sure, but John was there.
How old are you at this point?
I was probably 17.
Oh shit!
And there was a car in our neighborhood. You can't go over 20 miles per hour. We live on a little residential street. This car was going maybe like 35 miles per hour, 40, and he crashed into a car. Damn. And the guy got out of his car. And he just fell to the ground. The guy got shot in his head and he kept on driving. And what he just fuck? Died in there, got out, and that was it. And we got questioned and everything. Like, what'd you guys see? What the fuck did I see? I seen a car going 45 miles per hour. I didn't see no one get shot though, but that was what happened. Yeah.
Damn,
just a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sure, bro. Because you know? I know Mo said he grew up in Queens. I think, right? Queens or he said he grew up on the line of like Queens and Brooklyn or something.
I think he was in Brooklyn. And then,
something like that.
Yeah, no, he said he grew up in obviously like a heavy Italian neighborhood and shit.
Yeah,
too.
He did. And you see a lot of stuff when you're young, you know, growing those old school Italian neighborhoods.
It seems like the way you're describing it though, it's like you were definitely like in the hood though too.
Yeah,
like,
no, dude,
it wasn't
no,
just like a little like it wasn't like a Bronx Tale, like a little like friendly Italian neighborhood. Like it was like you seen the real shit.
Nah, we seen real shit. Yeah. It was a fucking cool thing to see in a sense, because I think that age of old school New York City kind of died out, because now it's very gentrified. Everything, every neighborhood, especially where I'm from in Manhattan.
Yeah, you know, World of T-shirts.
What's up?
World of T-shirts. You know who that is? The kid who says he's the king of New York.
Oh, he like sings and shit like that. Drinks. Yeah, I seen him on TikTok and good. Stuff. Yeah, I seen him on TikTok, but I never like ran into him.
Sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure one day. I don't even know who he is, honestly. I'm sure one day maybe I'll
think he's kind of funny, but like, bro, he's wild. But anyway, I was just saying that because he's always in Times Square doing that shit.
Yeah.
But you could see it's such a touristy area now.
Yeah.
So when you said Manhattan to me originally, I'm like, oh, where the fuck, like, where did you grow up in Manhattan? Because I'm just thinking of like, you know, like I said, the big lights and Times Square and all that shit. So
you ever stayed in Manhattan?
No. When I was little, I went there with my parents, but it was like just the touristy shit. You know, I remember there was like a Hawk, an NHL store or something I went to.
Yeah, in the 50s on 6th Avenue. Yes, that's like by the time. Yeah, by Radio City Hall it was.
Oh, I stayed
went
once.
To the I forget where else we went, honestly. It was a while ago. The
Grand Station, that's right there.
Grand Central Station. That's by 42nd East Side.
I stayed at the hotel like right above because it was a Hyatt in high school. I just graduated. I took this girl there for her birthday.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Went
this.
To Morton's over there.
Dude, all right.
Morton's is gas.
But listen, next time you guys come to the city, let me be a little tour guide. Dead ass. Okay. Like, I'll take you to the real New York City. Like, no bullshit. Like, we'll go to the cool.
We went a month ago, and it was just a couple months ago.
It was a shit show. Just, I'm never staying in Brooklyn again, bro.
We had fun with Nikki and JoJo.
I love those guys.
When you came when we met you.
Yeah.
But the day after and the couple days after, it was just like rough, bro. There was like no one around.
Yeah, bro.
We didn't really have a plan, and we were just like in this fucking horrible fucking area.
Yeah. Like next time you guys come down, I'm gonna give you some hotels, and just they're gonna be not as pricey as these though. I got you.
You don't think so?
I mean, they might be honest.
Motel 6 with rats.
Yeah.
I've been to Los Tacos number one. You ever have those?
Yo, I love those tacos,
bro. They're so good.
Yo, they're like so a good. Chain. But they're so fucking
delicious.
They're
so gassed. They got like that uniform on.
Yeah.
They're slicing it off.
Yeah. Man.
They're good, bro.
It's super authentic too, I think. Like those tacos, like usually when I go eat out in Mexican food, I normally don't find myself going to an actual restaurant. When I go eating Mexican food, I like going to the street carts.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's, you know, you may not be getting the best, I'll be honest, maybe like the best quality with like these culinary guys are throwing in there, but you're getting like a grandma fucking recipe from these carts.
Bro, what do you say all the time? Every time we see like a broken down restaurant or something, you go, yo, that place is def bussing.
Yeah. No, dude, that's funny.
Oh, like if you see like a shitty McDonald's, you go, that's def bussing.
That McDonald's.
Yeah, it's bussing. There's just rats in the
listen,
burgers.
Just mad old, like, the more rats McDonald's and roaches, gas. The better the food, okay?
Bro, number one, we haven't even intro who the fuck's on the podcast. So we're with Marco's World, man. What's your last name?
Lombardi. Marco Lombardi.
Marco Lombardi.
Yeah, real Italian name.
You have a middle name?
Say again.
Middle name or no?
I don't have any middle name, no.
Marco
no.
Lombardi. I like. We know a couple Lombardis, Lombardos.
Lombardo.
There's a Lombard Lombardos. Street, actually, by Regina's Pizza, I noticed.
Yeah.
Lombard Street.
I'm sure that's a popular Italian name.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Let's
take
Marco to Umberto's.
Yeah, we're going to go to Umberto's in the North End. Check that out. Do a little cheap beat.
I'm going Modern Pastry over Mike's.
Okay.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Maybe we can do both.
I think
who
we
knows?
Should. I think
whatever you want to do.
Does Modern have a... Isn't Mike's like a... Mike has very good cannolis, by the way. But is that like a chain in Boston? Or
there is more Mike's. There's okay. another Mike's. So I think Modern's better. I had both. And they, you know, I just think it's better. But whatever you want. We can figure it out when we get there. But I wanted to ask you first. So obviously we talked a little bit how you grew up and stuff. Number one, where'd the name come from? Marco's World. I mean, it seems self-explanatory.
So, no, it's actually funny, though. When I started, my influencer career, I started with these two Asian kids during COVID. We were playing
basketball.
They were
doing foodie stuff, or what were they doing?
Yeah, no, so check this out. They're like big, they're big foodies and they're comedians
okay.
now. And they have like over a million subscribers on YouTube. And I didn't know who they were. I wasn't into the content world. I did not know nothing about content, like mm-hmm. at all. I thought it was corny. I didn't really know much about it, like I said. And we're playing basketball. And when I play basketball, I play exactly like Kevin Garnett. No, for like real? I'm fighting everybody. I'm elbowing people, good. Getting in their heads and shit.
Bring that energy.
No, no, that's how like, ex cousin Lou. That's what I used to do playing growing up. Always like arguing. Just you know, I had a cagey mentality. So it's funny. I started playing a little rough with these kids, with these Asian brothers. And they were playing rough with me after a while. And then after the game, I swear to God, he goes, "Yo, are you white?"
Well, he said that to you?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm Italian. There's a difference. Like, fuck him. He goes, "Yo, no, you're mad funny." He goes, "Would you ever want to do a food crawl with us in Little Italy?" And it was during COVID. I knew a lot of restaurants were struggling. But again, I wasn't an influencer, but I was like, you know what? It'd be cool to show them some love.
Yeah.
And then that's how I got started doing everything.
Funny,
and then they came up with the name for me because I was like, what am I going to call myself? They go, yo, like, just be Marco's World. Cause like you fucking eat everything you see.
True.
Like, so you could travel the world. It opens up options. I was like, you know what? I'll just go with that.
That's cool. Lit though.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's NYC at the end too.
NYC at the end. Cause you know what? Cool. Listen, like I didn't want to put NYC cause I don't like get categorized as like, only in New York City, but it's so diverse in New York City. And there's everything to eat there.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's not regular. Like,
I'm actually curious. Like, what's some of the best food you've had? Like the Cheap Eats, though. Like, actually.
Wait, before I want that question, but how did Cheap Eats come about? Where did that come from?
So again, I always did Cheap Eats with the Fung Bros, and I noticed a lot of the Cheap Eats restaurants. You know, they're obviously, you know, they're not expensive, obviously. So I noticed. Just growing up, I always ate at those spots because I didn't come from money or nothing like that. So I was always just roaming around the city eating at these cheap eat spots. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it resonates with me. You know, I'm a fucking average Joe. I was dead broke at the time. So I'm like, yo, let me like do a fucking cheap eats thing. And like
a segment. Yeah.
Like a segment just because it's more than just the food, though, because like from what I wanted it to be, like, because, you know, like for a person who maybe is single and has a kid and they can't afford a fucking trendy fucking meal in Midtown.
Yeah.
Yo, come to my page. I got you.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
I'm getting a lot of that responses now.
Right.
Like, yo, dude, thank you for the cheap eats. I had a lady hit me up the other day like, yo, I'm a single mother. Like, yo, I'm taking my kid out here. Where can I go on a budget?
Bro, I mean, this is like a bigger conversation, but you got to figure out something to like do you know how Dave Portnoy does the Barstool Pizza tour?
Yeah.
Like a Cheap Eats tour would be sick, like on an app or some shit. I don't know how that would come about, but I feel like you could do so much shit with that.
Yeah, no, there's so, there's
so
much.
My buddy does very similar what you do in Miami, George, his name's George. He does.
My 305? Yeah, I follow him. He's cool.
Guys
involved with everyone, huh?
So he's down in Miami, but he has that app where it's like he does the Cheap Eats in Miami.
Oh, shit.
Well, he just does Eats, but he has the whole map and like listed every place he's rated and shit. So
that'd be cool if you did something like that down the line.
It's funny. I always thought about something like that. Like, you know, it's similar or whatever, but you know what it is? It's just like right now, like I feel like I'm still like in the beginning stages of my career and stuff with this. So I'm like, I'm always trying to attack a video and video, but I noticed, like you said, like I got to start like elevating in different ways. You know what I mean? Like doing.
I think it's always good to just, cause like that's a similar position we're in. Like we have some big ideas and big projects we want to work on. And I think just even, just starting slow, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's like, it's a simple saying, like Rome wasn't built in a day. Like it's always good to focus on the now, which is like for us, like the deli skits and the vlogs and the podcast. But we also are thinking about, you know, like this talent show idea we want to do and fucking live entertainment and like what that would look like and just kind of like slowly working on
slowly
it.
Of course. Like you said, Rome wasn't built in a day, and this is like, this content stuff is
it's not going anywhere,
it's,
bro.
It's not going anywhere. And like I told you guys before, this is like, I know it sounds maybe corny, but like this is like the prohibition era of social media still. Mm-hmm. I still don't think it's at its forefront. Like I don't think so. You know what I mean? I think it's just still getting started early.
It's gonna keep getting big, bro. Yeah. And every business is, you know, knows that that's what they need.
Exactly.
And like you said yesterday too at the deli, even like at the celebrity NBA tournament, bro, they're having streamers like Kai Cenat and Drewski's involved with the NBA, and they all started on social media, bro. So it's
that's
like,
what I'm saying, bro.
For us to see that, even though it's not anyone from here, it's still cool. I think Kai's from New York though, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He lives in Atlanta now to do his shit, but I think he grew up in New York. But I think even just as like, you know what I mean, fellow content creators, it's cool to see them getting recognized like that because you know it's being more accepted.
Exactly. And it's almost like, yo, like, you know, everybody always goes, well, people that don't know social media, they're always like, well, where are you going to be in 5 or 10 years? You don't know what's going to happen. It's you're like, bro, a freelancer.
You don't even know where you're going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, like.
That's the best part about it. I have no idea where the fuck I'm going to be, bro. That's the best part about what I do. I don't have a ceiling.
I just know
I'm not going back to my job.
I'll become a content creator for a brand and work for them. I don't give a fuck.
Whenever I give you guys a fucking fist bump, you guys always turn around because you did it to me yesterday.
Wait, say it again.
I said, I've always given you guys fist bumps, and you guys always turn around.
Yeah, I didn't even do it to him.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
That's fucking funny.
Thank you.
Bro, I'm dead. I didn't even.
That was
fucking
funny.
I did that to him yesterday too. I fist bumped him bad.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not really like fist bumping, you know?
Yeah, I fist bump everybody. If I think there's like I'm hype, I get hype, no, I gotta give a fist bump. If not, I'll be doing jumping jacks.
Oh, you almost knocked that out.
Oh, that would have sucked. I'm so sorry. That would have. Sorry.
Why do I want one? I want a cold brew.
Yeah, now
I think I'm really like a coffee addict, bad.
Whenever I drink
like,
cold brew,
but like now I'm seeing like a cold brew black, like that looks good, like you know what
Tommy,
I mean.
Tommy, whenever it. I fucking think of coffee or cold brew, I just think of you and mud
Do
water.
You actually,
I swear on everything I love.
Why?
Because I seen one of your skits where you go the fucking mud water.
Oh yeah, Duncan sucks. Duncan blows. Fuck Duncan.
Yeah, that's why we got Moxie's. How you doing over here?
They suck. Duncan, they got legit sewer water, bro. Hot dog water. Seriously, they don't work with me, so I don't give a fuck. I shit on them. I have my own coffee bread now. Beantown Brew, go get it.
There it is.
K-Cup's coming soon. But anyway, what were we talking about now? I just lost my
Marco's favorite, like I need three of your favorite type of, favorite, don't even have to be the place.
See, so that's like a tough question because I go to so many spots, but I do go back to a lot of the spots that I go to on the low.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
like on the low, like, because a lot of the times, like I think I don't post as much as I should. I just go there and just hang out with the owners and stuff.
I fucking don't post. I should be posting everything I eat.
Yeah,
and I'm like, nah.
It's I'm nice the to same have a break, way, bro.
It's nice
I'm
to
the
have
same
a break
exact
when
way.
You're on your phone all day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best.
You need a peace of mind sometimes. But my favorite food
is it hot pot. You like going hot pot?
I love hot pot Korean barbecue. It's one of my favorite things to eat. I grew up in essentially in Lower East Side, but Chinatown was bordered. Yeah. So a lot of my friends are Asian. Let me tell you something. Like we ate good.
I ate a lot of crazy
shit though, like chicken feet. Like what Mo says is true.
Crazy.
I eat a lot of cool exotic food.
Oh yeah, Mo did say that. Like,
I eat a lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Chicken feet's exotic, huh?
I was actually supposed to bring before I ruptured my appendix. I was on the news with Mo and with Kujin and another influencer.
Oh yeah, I think I remember seeing that.
And fucking. They wanted me to bring, what was it, Lou? What did they want us to bring?
Gyozas.
No, she wanted us to bring crickets. Crickets. So I was looking for crickets the day before to eat. I do like them, yeah. Oh, grasshoppers, I'm sorry. It was grasshoppers.
They do grasshoppers in Seattle at the Mariners. They
fry it. They put salt and pepper. I had that because they had the MLB.
How do they serve grasshoppers?
It's usually salt and pepper loaded with that and very crunchy.
It's crunchy.
Oh, you don't know.
Gross though.
If you think about it, it is fucking gross. Yeah. But
it's
like,
bro. I just like salt and pepper, some praying mantises, and they're crunchy. Good.
Yeah.
Spiders will be crunchy if you do. You know what I mean?
That's gross.
Yeah. I kind of don't think like I'm eating a grasshopper right now. I just go there with an open mind, like let's just taste it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It tastes like a chip, a little crispy. You know.
Tell them what you always say to me about the hot pot.
You don't appreciate it.
No.
What does that mean, though? I don't get it. Can you break this?
He doesn't appreciate hot pot.
Hot pot. Wow.
Because you know what it is for me, bro. I like the comfort food.
You like to just like a chicken palm and just.
I feel like with hot pot,
you don't like the.
chopsticks, you know what I mean? I'm not craving that. That's my thing is like, obviously growing up Italian, you know what I mean? I eat Italian food, subs, you know what I mean? Fucking raviolis and
yeah,
pastas,
no, of course.
And shit.
Yeah,
that's like what I want to sit down and eat. And then you're sitting and hopping, like, what calzone, stuff? You know what I mean?
No, of course.
Roast beef three-way, which you don't know about.
That's what's comforting for you. You know, that's how you, you know, I think with food, it,
that's
you know,
like
it makes you feel good.
That's my nostalgia. So when I went to Hot Pot, I liked it. It was cool, but I'm like not itching to go back to Hot Pot.
No, of course.
But he's saying I don't appreciate it. Why don't I appreciate it?
To be honest, I'm not itching to go back to that Hot Pot at all either. It's different. I go in Chinatown. It's very different, bro.
You said you're respected in Chinatown?
I am respected in Chinatown.
What does that mean?
Because like, respect. I love that. The Hot Pot in Chinatown, no one speaks English in there. Like, absolutely no. They come in, they all of a sudden speak English to me.
And I know you.
I come in, they know I need my sriracha. Because
you're fucking white. They're going to speak English to you. What do you mean?
He has money. Come over here.
No. But that's how they treat everyone else in there.
Oh,
that's
shit,
how
okay.
they treat the Americans in there. I walk in, they give me my hot chili oil, they give me my sriracha, and they give me my sesame sauce that I like.
So you eat good. I already know you eat good.
So,
they,
you know, I like my watercress. I like getting.
What's their name? They have names?
I have no idea. But they know. They bring
it's
me my
probably
bottle
like Jimmy
of water.
Or something. They usually give an American name.
My ginger ale. They know the vibes. What do you get in Hot Pot? I like getting some, like, you ever have fried bean curd? The bean curds are good.
I typically, when I do Hot Pot, I go with other people. So whatever is in front of me, I'll eat. Like, there'll be like, yeah, like noodles. Like I like doing a little spicy with Hot Pot, though.
Yeah,
I like a nice spicy broth. You know?
Yeah, you can't take a girl on a date because your face is just running.
Oh, it's running. I'm farting like, and shaking. You can't.
I literally go wearing the worst thing ever. Like, I have Hot Pot sweatshirts that have like stains on them.
The honorary Hot Pot fucking outfit right there.
It's just the worst pair of sweatpants and the worst sweatshirts. I just leave a mess.
That's great. Do you like Korean barbecue?
That's
it's
much
cool.
better.
What's the difference?
It's more meat. Like it's
more
that's like
basically
skirt steak.
What we ate at in Quincy, right? The
yeah,
barbecue.
Just Korean barbecue.
Because I was eating the Wagyu steak. That was pretty
good.
Well,
the Wagyu steak, yeah.
Yeah, like Hot Pot soup and then like Korean barbecue.
Yeah, like I didn't even have Hot Pot.
It.
Like I basically just pounded the meat. That was really it.
Yeah.
Yo, deadass, when you guys do come to the city, I'm going to bring you guys some good fucking
spots.
But
here's the thing, bro. I'm open to trying shit.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not.
Would you ever do like eat pig feet or chicken feet with me?
Nope.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
For a video, I would do it.
For a video.
I'm not
going to
go casually do it. I've got to get it on video.
This is what we got to do. When you guys come,
why not?
Chinatown cheap eats.
Pig feet, bro.
Why though?
Bro, that's
I
healthy.
Go to eat
it's
chicken.
Good for your skin
you
too.
Eat fucking burgers. You
yeah.
eat, yeah.
I'm not eating
cows
their feet,
and pigs,
bro. I'm
and
not eating their feet.
Sometimes I'll be honest. Sometimes I bring clippers with me because
they're probably eating the cow's balls.
Sometimes.
You don't even know.
The chicken feet's nails get. I bring my own clippers sometimes. I'll clip the nails and I'll fucking eat it.
Wait, what? Wait, there's actual nails that come on
there's
it?
There's nails on it sometimes.
And they serve it like with feathers on it and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, bro.
No,
not with feathers. That would
probably be I thought it was going to be served like a chicken nugget or something, man. If I get to see it,
bro, you're
going to
get the chicken feet like this. And you're going to be like, bro, you got to eat that. It's going to be like this.
I mean, like for the video, I might, but yeah, it's scary.
Even I like Brazilian food a lot, and they eat a lot of chicken hot. I can't
what
do
about goat? You ever have goat?
Yes. I like curry goat. I like goat when it's like more Jamaican style goat. But to be honest, to me,
what about Pakistani goat? You ever had Pakistani goat?
I probably had. Honestly, I don't know the type, but I probably had. Honestly,
is that a thing?
Pakistani
goats?
Well, I mean, like if he said goat like Jamaican style, like
the way they cook it, probably like the way. Yeah. But you were saying about the cheap eats, like my favorites. One of my favorites.
Some of the places you go to, it's like, yo, I got like these crazy wontons. And I'm like, damn, they look good.
Yeah, no. To be honest though, like I've been eating Chinese food since like, so I'm the Italian guy.
I noticed that. He's always doing mad Chinese.
I'm the Italian guy who ate fucking Italian food. My mom made the same, I love my mother to death, but she made the same meal every day for us. And my grandmother too. So after a while I started kind of like, okay, I'm kind of sick of Italian food. But I have to eat something else. And a lot of my friends who were in Italian, they were Asian. And they took me to Vietnamese and Malaysian spots at like 13, 14 years old. And I was like, yo, dude, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like
Vietnamese
the food,
is gas.
It's my favorite cuisine.
Vietnamese is mad. That's tough for me too. It's just mad fresh.
It's so fresh. And honestly, it's mad made light. Very simple. Yeah, very delicious. Really, but it's made like nothing's really, I mean, you can get fried stuff. But for the, you know, it's really like a good, like healthy meal.
I like
overall.
The fresh spring rolls, you know.
The
pho.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Gotta go with the pho, get the hoisin sauce.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't know about any
of
this shit.
No. When we go, I'm taking.
You gotta culture me up a little bit.
Oh, hell no. You're good money.
You got a lot of Asian friends, so you like the Jeremy Lin? You were a fan of Jeremy Lin when he was in town?
I'm not a Knicks fan.
Oh,
so I didn't like Jeremy Lin.
What are you? Oh, you're a Celtics fan.
I'm a diehard Celtics
fan. All
right,
well, that's
I
forget,
bro.
You got the Yankees hat on. And so, all right, that's actually a good segue. So, because we have a lot of Boston listeners and shit.
Oh, they would go, man. Shout out to fucking Beantown, man.
So, Marco's a Yankees fan, a Red Sox fan, a Raiders fan, and a Yankee. Wait, what'd I miss?
You said Red Sox.
Rangers,
Yankees. Yankees, Rangers, Celtics.
Raiders.
And Raiders. Yes, yeah. That's what I meant.
I might have to throw the card in with the Raiders, though, man. I've been a fan since 2001.
Why?
Yeah, can you since give us like a backstory of why? Yankees is
so there's always a story with me with the sports, especially. So back in the day, I used to have a Raiders helmet when I was a kid. Okay, so I used to wear the fucking helmet and like just hit myself into the closet, do stupid shit. And I started really getting into sports when I was 13. And they were in the Super Bowl that year against Tampa, and they lost. So I always tell everybody I jinxed the Raiders because they were so good when I rooted for them. And then ever since then, they had maybe one or two winning seasons since I've been a fan. So I'm kind of like...
Yeah, you should fade away.
Yeah, I'm honestly, like I'm at the point where like I got to be a free agent again and just root for
just
someone
come
else.
Come over to New England now.
If Brady was there, I probably would have.
Well, we're building a new dynasty.
Yeah, we're going to build a new dynasty.
Okay.
We got Gerard Mayo, you know, Judah.
How do you think about Matt Jones? You like Mac Jones?
You don't know how we feel about Mac Jones here?
Oh, no,
I
don't,
idea?
Bro.
You see our Patriots videos that we did?
We
did them last year more.
You got your guys' videos, but I probably
he used to tap dance.
Yeah, he's just public enemy number one here, I think, bro. No one believes in him anymore. And I honestly, bro, I don't know him as a person. I'm sure he's a good kid. Probably. I think his time has done.
Yeah.
I think he lost the fans. I think he lost the team.
100%.
Zappy was better.
But I think Belichick had a play in it too. I think he diminished his confidence for sure. Because his rookie year, bro, he made the Pro Bowl.
His rookie year, I was like, yo, this guy got something going on. But I feel like he never elevated after that first year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't get better after that first year.
I just think it's hard to put the whole blame on him because it's not all him.
No. They're rebuilding still. You know, they're rebuilding stages.
I also think he's not him, though, you know?
No.
I think everyone knows that.
You can tell.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean,
bro, for example, put him on the Raiders. They're going to be just as bad, bro.
Oh, 100%.
Even throwing a Devontae Adams. Like, okay, where he has a weapon.
What do you think about the argument that he would be Brock Purdy if he was on the 49ers? Do you think that's a fair argument or no?
That Mac Jones would be better than Brock Purdy?
The same quarterback as people say, bro.
Mac's still throwing those picks, bro.
I'll be honest. I think if you're going to have a game manager on that 49ers team, it's going to be the same outcome.
What do you think, Justin? You're a sports guy. Around the same. Yeah. I mean, you have all those weapons around you, though, you know?
Bro, Purdy, I think he plays solid, better, though. Bro. He plays better. He doesn't make as many mistakes as fucking Mac.
Do you know sometimes what I do with sports? I look at the guy's name. This is weird. This is a superstitious thing I do. I'll go, Mac Jones, like he has all right name, but like Brock Purdy, I'm like, that's a stupid, like it's not a stupid name, but it's not a good, it kind of is stupid, but it's not like a name that I'm like, this guy's going to be like a bona fide, like superstar. Like he don't have like a name that's like swag, you know, there's nothing about it.
Interesting.
Like you know what I mean? Like looking basketball,
like a swag name.
Like you got LeBron James. I know it's LeBron James, but it's a cool name. Like Carmelo Anthony.
Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I guess.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like even
Mike
growing,
Trout.
Mike Trout, like it's a cool fucking name. Like, you know what
David
I mean?
David Ortiz, goat.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom Brady might be the most basic.
What about
thing?
Brian Scalabrine? He was pretty good.
Oh, he's a fan favorite, man. That's a freaking Red Mamba, whatever the hell they call him.
That's why he got the deal with them, though. That's why he's
listen. Also, for anybody watching, I know there's a lot of people watching.
Maybe 20.
I've been around for the Ubuntu days with the Celtics. That was in 08, the Ubuntu. U-B-U-N-T-U.
Yeah, I don't even know.
So in 2008, the Celtics, that was their, when they won the title, that was their whole mindset was Ubuntu. Basically, it's for like team players.
I've never heard.
I was 8 years old.
So like the Celtics players, it was more of a locker room thing. I'm sure people who were like.
You've heard of it? Because he's around your age.
And Ubuntu days, 2008, like, those are the real, like, OGs out know about
Hope
that.
You're right, buddy.
Like,
that's how long I've been
making this shit up.
I mean, like, I can name the whole roster of them. I just never heard of Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. So it was basically, what the fuck is the word I'm looking for? It was like...
Mantra?
Like it was a mantra. It basically meant for, like, there's no I in team. It's about we. And it's
was it a player?
No, it comes from like a tribe. I don't even know where.
Oh, it was like a
fucking,
saying.
It's a saying.
So you're not talking about a player.
Oh, no.
I thought you were talking about a player.
No, yeah. I probably didn't explain it the best, though. I'm probably fucking pronounced it wrong, too. I'm pretty sure it's Ubuntu. Yeah, look that up.
Oh, it's actually anything's possible.
Kind of like that what KG said. Yeah.
That's good, bro. Well, how did you become a Celtics fan? Because you didn't get into that.
So
in New York.
So yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, I get looked like an asshole in New York City because I'm a Celtics fan. But there was a bodega when I was growing up, and my grandmother used to take me there like all the time. We would get our, you know, cold cuts from there. And there was a Dominican guy named Rocky, and he was from Boston. So he loved anything Boston, like Kurt Angle. He had like a Kurt Angle picture back in the day when
Kurt
he first
Angle's
started wrestling.
From Boston?
He's from Boston, I'm pretty sure.
Is he really?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Wait, we gotta look that one up. Lou, look that
Marco,
up.
Marco, I think
Angle.
That Ubuntu, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle's not from here.
Kurt Angle's not
Boston.
Here
got me all fucked up over here.
Kurt Angle's not from here.
Kurt Angle.
No, he's not.
Oh, is he really? Who was I thinking? Everyone was from Kurt Angle. Well, there was a wrestler who was from Boston.
John Cena.
Maybe John Cena. I don't follow wrestling like that, I'll be honest.
From Newberry, isn't he?
So maybe it was John Cena. Yeah. But basically, he had on the Knicks Celtics game. Mm-hmm. And Paul Pierce, at the time, didn't have his headband on, but he was just dropping buckets, you know, being slow, just dropping from the elbow. And I was like, yo, I fucking love that dude.
Before he got stabbed.
Before he got stabbed like fucking 30 times. Yeah, yeah.
That was 11.
Pretty good.
Fun facts, sorry, but like my father was in jail with the dude who drove the dude who stabbed him. It was cellmates.
Oh my
God. How funny is that?
Wait, why did he get stabbed? I don't remember this.
Just in the club. I don't know.
He got shanked up.
Oh, shit.
In Boston?
Times, bro. His face and shit. He played the next. He played.
He got shot 13 times, I think it was. 12 or 13 times. Like his back,
yeah.
I think it was all his back. Yeah. Like I remember watching. I was crying. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Just fucking started rooting for the guy.
Yeah. That's why I loved Paul Pierce. Like literally. I love 50 Cent too. Go.
I wasn't like hockey was always my number one sport, so I didn't watch the Celtics like that when I was younger. But what was the wheelchair thing with Paul Pierce? Wasn't like a wheelchair incident?
Oh, I love it.
His knee.
It was his knee. But everybody says he had to take a shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now I feel like the world knows Paul Pierce a little bit after basketball, and I love him. Like he chills. Paul Pierce definitely had to take a shit.
So what was like,
think so? I think so.
No, but he's straight up though. I feel like he would have already came out and said
that's
that.
True.
But
what was the situation though? What was the situation?
I think something happened to his knee in the game.
I think he did. Oh, so he did have that year. He had to get his knee drained afterwards. After they won that year. So it might have been his knee, but everybody was like, "Yo, like he made a shit his pants." Like,
why was he in a wheelchair if he had a shit? I don't get it. To like hold it in? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe. Justin, yeah. There's a lot of conspiracies.
Talking about the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he went down and he was like riding in pain. Pierce is done.
And then the wheelchair.
And started torching.
That was one of my favorite things to see in my Celtics fan, like as a fan watching, it was awesome.
Where did take a shit come from though? Like that's like I'm so still stuck on this.
So I remember I remember years later, like on the internet, like just watching basketball and people were saying like, yo, there's a conspiracy saying Paul Pierce had a shit.
That's funny though.
And I'm like, you know what?
Paul
Pierce may have shit his pants that day. We may have not known.
What about Lala Anthony? You know who that is?
Oh yeah, with the whole KG thing back in the day. I'm not okay with someone talking about someone's wife, but at the end of the day, like. They're fucking competitors. KG can do whatever he wants.
My grandmother's gonna be like, I don't care. He's on drugs.
KG?
My grandmother's always,
that's great.
He's high on something.
I love that.
I don't like it. one of my favorite things is like when Rondo dove for the ball, his elbow like came
D-Wade did that. Mad dirty.
And then Ronald came back with the sleeve. He's playing with one hand. He still had like fucking double play. Yeah. Literally with one hand, bro.
I'm getting chills. I remember watching that game. Yeah, Rondo, I think he's still one of the most underrated point guards of all time.
He's like the definition of a point guard.
He's a floor general. Love that guy.
He's from Louisville.
Yeah, he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he just got arrested, actually.
I think it was like drugs. Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
He got arrested?
Interesting.
What time is it? What do we got? 12. How long have we been going for, Justin? All right, yeah.
It's not bad.
What time you say? Is it 12:30?
She said just.
All right, we'll wrap up in a few minutes. So what's next for Marco's World? I mean, I feel bad. I wish we didn't cut this short. We kind of ran a long time.
It's good, man.
We'll do a part two when you're in town again.
Give me time to come back here.
I feel like we've talked about so much shit, though, in the short amount of time.
Good. Of course, man.
So what's next for Marco's World? What should people be on the lookout for?
Just watch my videos, man. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a guy who lives in the now. So, like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do in 5 years, but my goal is just to keep on being consistent with my videos, you know, elevate. Maybe do some long format videos and you know, just having fun with it. I think that's a main thing, meeting new people during, you know, my food journey, guys and stuff like that, which is really cool. And that's pretty much it for me.
Have you been traveling at all? Have you traveled anywhere?
So I traveled to like Mexico, LA, Miami already.
That's dope.
A couple of those, you know, places, obviously here in Boston. But definitely that's what on my bucket list to do, is to travel a little bit more and just, you know, just trying to expand, I guess, you know.
Yeah, bro. No, well, we appreciate you coming. I'm excited for everyone to see the deli. It'll be out by now, I think, because this is going to release next Saturday. So the deli hopefully is out by Tuesday.
Yeah, it will be.
So
For context, people listening,
we filmed last night, so we haven't seen it, but go check out the deli with Marco's World. It should be up by now.
Let's go.
We had a good time
yesterday.
Let's go. But listen, we have more ideas already cooking for next time.
It's gonna be dope.
I'm trying to come to New York too, man.
Yeah, we'll figure out a food tour in New York.
Whenever you guys have free time in New York,
I wanna come to New York.
Let's do it, bro.
Do it. Yeah.
Seriously.
It'll be good for your page too, for the food stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, try some new shit.
To hell yes, right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna go to the North End right now, eat some rice balls, and that's it. That's about it.
At the end of the day, it's content.
Yeah, Marco. If you don't know, at the end of the day, it's always content. Like everything is content.
Lou, I don't know if you heard about it, but it's fucking content.
It's all content. It's
fucking
all
right. Content.
Have a good one. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now, but she still let me stay, no. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got